It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When Chesley Sully Sullenberger became a hero last winter for safely ditching his plane in the Hudson River, he demonstrated how important pilot experience can be. A month later, a Continental flight crashed near Buffalo, New York. All 49 people on board died, and that crash was blamed on errors by relatively inexperienced pilots. Frontline correspondent Miles O'Brien investigated, and we talked to him about his documentary, which airs tonight. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Let's start with Continental Flight 3407. It wasn't actually operated by Continental Airlines or even overseen by Continental, was it?
No, this is the thing that has really changed in the airline industry over the past 15 years or so. The major airlines, the legacy carriers, as we like to call them, Continental and the like, have outsourced a good chunk of their flying to these much smaller carriers. In this case, Continental 3407 was flown by a much smaller operation called Colgan Air. And the relationship between these major carriers and their smaller outsourced partners is not what you would expect. Continental may put its logo on those planes, but it does not get involved in how those airlines run their operations, how they do safety, how they schedule crews, how they pay their crews is all left to the smaller company. And on top of that, if Colgan crashes an airplane, Continental is not responsible because the liability is all put on the smaller carrier.
One thing that came out of the news of that crash was that these regional pilots are often underpaid and overworked in many ways. In this particular flight, as you show in this documentary, the pilot wasn't very experienced and had even failed a series of performance tests. And the first officer had slept in airport lounges as she sort of hopped across the country from her home in Seattle to Newark.
Yeah, she lived in Seattle because she had to live with her parents. She was new to the airline and was making very little money, a little less than $20,000 a year. And her home base was Newark, so she spent the entire night before making her way across the country through Memphis into Newark and then slept on a chair in the pilot's lounge for a good chunk of the day before signing in for her trip. It's not exactly the scenario that makes a pilot bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and as alert as they could be to fly that flight.
Let's go to a clip from the documentary. One of the former pilots of this particular airline, Colgan Air, talking about his own lack of experience.
What you're about to hear from is a former Colgan pilot by the name of Chris Wyken. What we discovered in this documentary is the person in the left seat, the captain, doesn't have a lot more experience than the person in the co-pilot seat.
One of the first officers that flew with me when I became captain was actually a guy that I was in ground school with in my initial new hire class.
Wow. A couple of relatively
new guys. Yeah, we were brand new to the airline game, 9 months in.
And why aren't the regional carriers held to the same standards as the major airlines?
Well, technically they are, Renee. There is one set of rules, one level of safety. And the difference is the big airlines, the Continentals of the world, they exceed those FAA standards in several measures. The work rules, the pay, the safety go way above and beyond what the FAA mandates. And they do this for a lot of reasons. For one thing, it's not a good thing to have crashes. We all know that. Nobody wants to have a crash. At the smaller players, they're scraping by at the bottom at the bare minimum of the rules. So it begs the question, why doesn't the FAA raise the bar in general so that bare minimum gives us a little more of a measure of safety?
Why don't they?
What they will say in answer to this is that they're working on it, that they're working on changing those work rules, working on this fatigue issue. But these things take an awful long time. And unfortunately, the rap on the FAA over the years is that it has a bit of a tombstone mentality, that it takes crashes like this to get them to change the rules. And frankly, the FAA over the years has gotten a rap for being a bit too cozy with these airlines, for being in a position where they are promoting aviation as well as trying to regulate it, which is an inherent conflict of interest, of course. So at this point, there is hope that this accident will precipitate some changes in these work rules so that we can make these smaller carriers, these outsourced carriers, a little more safe.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Miles O'Brien is a correspondent for Frontline. His investigative report, Flying Cheap, airs on PBS tonight.